Time for overtime on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We've still got four games to break down for Week 16, and I get to kick this gripping episode off with a smoking hot turd. Jacksonville taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Boy, where do we start with this? There are two starts, and they're kind of starts, and that is it, and it's Brian Thomas Jr. and Brenton Strange. And that's all I can give you. I don't like ETN. I don't like Bigsby. I don't like Parker Washington. I don't like anybody in Jacksonville at all. So then we move on to the Raiders, where there is also not much happening. And I know we've talked about Aiden O'Connell coming back, but that doesn't mean too much to me at all. Alexander Mattison's the early down guy. Amir Abdullah is the pass catcher. I guess if you are really struggling, like I am in one league, you can throw one of these guys out there. I'll take Abdullah over Madison. Other than that, it's Brock Bowers, man. That's the only thing I can say with confidence. I know Tucker and Myers and some of these guys have had their weeks, but Bowers is the only guy catching passes. Raiders are favored by a point and a half. That brings us to San Francisco taking on Miami, Jack.
Man, could you imagine going against Vegas in their favor?
Oh, I know. I know. This season especially.
Although I do like ETN. Okay. So on the Niners side of the ball, Brock Purdy, look, he's been an extremely serviceable, good quarterback all season. He's had two bad games. It just so happens they're two of the last three. So it's, do you think he's going to play well in Miami? I personally think he will. I think you could put him in the trenches this week. He's going to get you 15 to 20. Right where you want him to be. I've got Jennings in the lineup as a WR2 right around that range. Kittle, tight end mandatory, obviously, but also a sexy flexy play, a non-tight end mandatory because he's been getting a lot of work. Debo Samuel, all right, so you can start this guy as a WR2 or sexy flexy, but you understand the gamble that you're taking when the guy's dropping as many as he has been. Now, it's going to be in Miami. He's going to want to show out against Tyreek Hill out of the ball. So, I mean, if you're going to start him any week, this is probably the week. I don't care how Miami does against the pass, this would be the week to do it. And with all the injuries to running back, the guy runs out of the backfield too. So, but just sexy, flexy, low-end WR2, temper expectations. Taylor Jr. looks to be the starter if he's available. You can pick him up and put him in the trenches. And I'm going to bench the Niners defense. I'm not going to go Pierce Hall, Vaughn, or anybody else. That's all I'm doing on the Niners. Onto the Miami side of the ball. I actually really like this matchup for Miami. I think Tua is an absolute start. I've got him in the trenches. As long as the questionable tag is gone, he's in the trenches. Achan's in the trenches. Hill, I think Hill is probably going to be, top three, top five wide receiver this week. I think he's just going to ball out. Waddle's questionable. They got rid of OBJ. You've got Washington on the up. But right now, I think Tyreek Hill is just going to be the ball hawk and get everything. Jonnu Smith and tight end mandatory only. If Waddle drops the questionable tag, you can put him in as a WR2 sexy flexy at best. I think Hill is the real play with him and Achan and Tua. So I guess I like Miami to win the game, but somehow or another, Mike McDaniels have been finding ways to lose some of these matchups. So we'll see what happens. I like Shanahan better than McDaniels, I'll tell you that.
McDaniels can't beat a team with a winning record. That's his problem.
At all. Yeah.
Nope. Miami is favored by a point and a half at home. Sunday Night Football, Lyle. Tampa Bay taking on Dallas.
This Tampa Bay team's fun. I wish I had a little more shares of that backfield. Unfortunately, I didn't get much Bucky Irving. But Baker Mayfield's been a revelation yet again this year. You're playing him for sure. Trenches for Bucky Irving. If he plays, of course, it's looking like he will. So just make sure you check. And then Rashad White, especially in PPR formats, it's amazing. They can have two quality running backs for fantasy, but suit those guys up. Mike Evans, of course, they're trying to get him those 1,000 yards. You know he's going to get volume. He's a wide receiver one right now. I totally agree with Jack. Jalen McMillan, I mean, it's 20 fantasy points per game in the last two. You could do a lot worse than picking him up and putting him in at wide receiver three or flex. The mystery is Cade Otton. He's tight end six overall in PPR, but he hasn't looked like tight end six the last month. I have a hard time putting him in. I don't own him in any leagues, but I would bench him right now for that reason. And as for Dallas, it's real simple. You're playing Rico Dowdle, who's averaged 16 fantasy points the last four games, just a volume-based play. If he actually finds the end zone once in a while, he might have a real big week. He could be a top 5 or 10 running back then. CeeDee Lamb's wide receiver four, so you're playing him. after that, Cooper Rush, you're on the bench, and I think the Jake Ferguson thing is all over in Dallas. So, and then Cooks, Tolbert, Turpin, they're all on the bench as well.
Tampa Bay favored by 3.5.
How has CeeDee Lamb, he's so good, he's remained super fantasy relevant.
The same thing with Malik Neighbors, and it's all volume. Just throw it to your good guys. You know, that the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, Tennessee's doing the same thing with Ridley.
Yep, exactly right. Well, Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints, from the coziness of the southern United States in a dome, get to travel to Lambeau to take on the Packers. And for that reason, if we're talking New Orleans Saints, now Spencer Rattler came in to relieve Jake Haener last week, and immediately that offense responded. They almost won that game. But they're not getting close to winning this one. You're not starting Rattler. Kamara's out. Kendra Miller could be a flex for you since maybe you've got running back trouble. I think I've said that in every breakdown I've had, probably because, well, I have running back trouble. MVS, questionable. There's nobody else. It's Kendra Miller, and that seems to be it. I don't want Juwan Johnson, and Green Bay, though, is a totally different story where you're throwing Jordan Love out there. You're throwing Josh Jacobs, who is quietly, just as we talked about him off air, I mean, could be a viable MVP candidate. He is just the monster that they needed. So I'm expecting a lot from Josh Jacobs. And you know, then we get to the pass catchers. Because they're using such heavy dosage of Jacobs, what do you do with these guys? Reed and Dobbs and Watson. And it might be Dobbs, Reed, Watson in that order. Watson's a big play guy. Dobbs and Reed are maybe a little bit more your standard guys that you want to have catching passes. But it's been rough. Love isn't throwing the ball because he doesn't have to. So fantasy playoffs. Go ahead.
I think Watson gets like two catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. Yeah. Something stupid like that. It's going to be a broken play or a third and three where they're already dominating and decided to go for a pass and he gets loose. Other than that, he won't need to pass.
No, that's why this is a Josh Jacobs game for sure. So I'll let you decide what you want to do for Green Bay pass catchers. Vegas thinks it's going to be something else. Green Bay favored by 14.5, and that will do it for overtime week 16 edition. We will come back for week 17 and talk. Well, at least I hope we will come back for week 17 and talk about the fantasy championships that most of you hopefully are in. For Lyle and Jack, I'm John. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.